It's working.
Okay, very good. WA12K here. This is WA2RFK with the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Harry, and the repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on top of Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome. Do we have any emergency traffic at this time? Do we have nothing heard? Do we have any mobiles that wish to check in at this time? Okay, we'll take regulars and guests. Hit me slow.
M2PFM. Good evening, Harry.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening. It's KD2AIT.
Whiskey X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, WX2PJR. Good evening, Harry.
WB2RUQ, Whiskey Bravo 2, Romeo Uniform Quebec.
Okay, this is WHOK, Internet Control, right? And so, we're in that, and the first one we have out here is our general up north, N2PFN. Go ahead, pick it up.
It's Papa Foxtrot, Mike, not Papa Foxtrot, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike. Well, good evening, Harry, and Jeff and everybody else on the net. The temperature here is 29 degrees. Temperature range today was 28 to 34. Not a nice day out at all, but at least it didn't have any slippery snow stuff or freezing rain or whatever. Got up to church today and all and had a good Lord's Day. Got home and took it easy here, and Mama slept a good part of the day, so that enabled me to get some things done that otherwise I probably would not have been able to. So that's about it. We'll say God bless. 73. Oh, yes, and one other thing. Good thing I'm not a betting man, because I would have bet heavily that Annika was going to, I'm not watching NASCAR or any of that, but just because it's been shown so much on the news, I thought she was going to beat the pants off every one of the fellas, and apparently at the start she apparently did from what they showed, but good thing I'm not a betting man, because I would have bet heavily that she was going to beat the pants off every fella there. It's usually the way things happen. Okay, God bless, 73's all around everyone, N2PFM clear.
Okay, very good. Well, my temperature here is 30 degrees. That's not bad. Let's hope it just keeps warming up. Okay, it can be slow, but I just like it to keep warming up. And thanks again. Enjoyed the check-in. Right. How's your... you got much snow up there?
Well, November 1st, total so far 68.5 inches, we escaped those last two heavy lake storms, for which I'm very grateful. I know they went down your way, I think even further down there to Oswego and Syracuse is where most of it went. A couple times it went up to Watertown as well instead. So fortunately we escaped the worst of it, and I'm glad we did. Hand to PFM clear.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the report. And now, let's see here, we'll pick up KD2AIT. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. Let's see, what do we do today? We picked up some pellets, about 20 bags of pellets. Once it starts getting up around 40 or 50, we start laying off the pellets a little bit because it doesn't take that much heat up the house, so we just use the electric heat here in the Boonville Power. I'm trying to bet here that maybe 20 more bags is all it's going to take. Maybe I'm an optimist. Anyway, if it stays as warm as they're saying here, up in the 30s and 40s, then we'll probably only go through about a half a bag to three quarters of a bag here in a day anyway. Other than that, I worked on some furniture today. I'm refinishing an old liquor cabinet there from my great-grandfather's. The one boy there, Nicky, he's up in the hospital tonight. Looks like he might have his appendix pulled. We're waiting on one more test. The wife's up there now with him, and so he's problems with his stomach all morning there, and then he got a pain in his stomach, so she took him up there to see what's going on, and all the tests that they've run so far looks like appendicitis, but they got one more to do, and then we'll know for sure. So, other than that, got to work tomorrow, I think, and not much else going on. So WA2FK, this is KD2AIT.
You don't hear very much of appendicitis operation, but I hope he'll probably definitely feel better. Let's just put it that way. He'll definitely feel better. Okay, Jack, you and the family have a good evening there. We have any other stations listed? I got, how about K2V, let's see. I got no numbers down for him. Got everybody waiting to check in. This is WA2OFK. Sorry, that's a repeater. We can't, we won't allow him in there. So, this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any stations to check in?
So, Dennis, it's WD2RU.
You had WX2PJR in there before, too. He had called in before.
Well, we'll pick up the station that you said called in before, WA2PGR. Go ahead, pick it up.
It's WX2PJR. Good evening, Gary. Up here in Beaver Falls, New York, 30 degrees, a little light snow, nothing too dramatic. Just kind of playing around, playing radio this evening. Other than that, just thought I'd give you one for the count. That's about you, WX2PJR.
Okay, very good. Well, these rays wasn't stolen, so we had a pretty fair day here, so it was too. But it's nice to have a day you don't do too much, you know. Okay, let's see. Did I hear K2VLA in there? Nothing heard. Do we have any stations waiting to check in? Hit me easy.
Yeah, it's WB2RUQ, Dad. WB2RUQ.
Okay, WB2RUQ, go ahead, pick it up.
All right, here in greater downtown Modena in the southern part of the Hudson Valley, we are currently 35 degrees at a high of 44, and it was partly cloudy most of the day and started raining a little bit this afternoon, and we just had a dusting of snow. So other than that, everything's pretty quiet, so I'll hand it back to you. This is WB2RUQ.
Thanks for the report. We have any other stations waiting to check in? This is WA2OFK, Net Control for the Black River Valley Server Set. Well, they might have some good material on TV for a change. Who knows? Things are quieting down. So we'll put on one more call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is WA2OFK. Handles Eric. Well, with nothing heard, we'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the repeater to regular amateur duty. This is WA2OFK. We're located here in the village of Boonville. We're here on the Black River Canal feeder basin. Route 12 comes right up past it. So, everyone, have a nice evening, and let's keep a little warming up every day, but get ready here for the spring and summer. WA2OFK will be off and clear. We'll say 7-3s, and thanks, everyone, for checking in.
KD2AIT, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
It's KD2AIT.
Yeah, so they think it's his appendix, huh? He's probably got a high white cell count.
Yeah, that's what they think. And so they're giving him a CT there, and they will know more, so she took him up there to the urgent care, and then they sent him over to the ER, so we'll see. That's what it sounds like. He came home this morning there. He spent the night over at his friend's house there, and he came home this morning, and then he started, throwing up and everything, but he didn't really have a fever, and then later on his stomach started to hurt, so that's when she took him down there.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of a classic sign of appendicitis. All right, yeah, I saw your thing on Facebook. And, okay, well, just keep us posted. And, yeah, hey, different subject. I've been redoing the website here, trying to get it more, how should I put it, more SEO, more, search engine optimized. And making some changes also in the URLs, which naturally created a bunch of 404 page not found. So I actually went in on the cPanel, created a custom message with the links, and so when a message comes up, bingo, it's there, no data, and instruct them to click on the link if this is the site they want to be on, and works like a charm. WB2RUQ.
So basically you're changing the URL structure. And so, like, you had some pages that used to be at one spot, and now they're somewhere else?
Yeah, I did some renaming, and also took advantage of, I'm trying to remember the term, but basically if you go in and look at the website, you'll see I don't have the extensions HTML anymore. And I did some reorganizing, which creates some of that. So I was looking at, oh, God, I've got to get Google, get rid of these 404s, and then did a little checking and said, oh, wait a minute, I can do this, and used the Rapid Weaver to generate the HTML, plugged it in, ran it, and it'll do nice redirects, too. I mean, it's not a redirect, but it basically presents the menu links if in fact, it's our website they want to go to, so... actually kind of happy with myself there, WB2RUQ.
Well, the thing is, if you change the name of a page, like say you change abc.html to xyz.html, a good practice is to put in a 304 redirect, 302 redirect. You can do it. It's tricky, though, for me to explain it to you over the radio, but... what it will do is it'll just automatically redirect a page that doesn't, say if you would just set it up to automatically redirect abc.html to xyz.html with a 302 header in it. So that tells the search engine that it's just moved and it's not a new page. So the new, the page that the search engine is looking for is now located here. And that's usually what you want to do. That way you don't lose it in the search engine rankings.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out afterwards. But that's okay. I'm a happy camper. Plus, there's a bunch of old stuff still out there from a few years ago that just doesn't exist. So, in essence, this accidentally worked out okay for me, and I'm just checking it out through. The only area that it technically doesn't work well is on the blog. You don't get the hot links, but I don't think that blog is a lot of people on it. So it works. It's WB2RQ.
You know Billy Allen down there, right? I believe you know him.
Yeah.
His girlfriend there, Barbara. They've been together for a long time. She just passed away there yesterday. I don't know if you knew her or not. She was a nurse. She got breast cancer here about 3 years ago. So anyway, she just passed away last night. I'm assuming it's from that. I didn't hear why, but I just heard here on Facebook that she had passed away. So they're going to have the funeral down there at Copeland's on Thursday. I don't know what the, I think it's between 4 and 7, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, that's too bad. Yeah, I mean, I knew her to talk to her, but I didn't know her that well. I'll have to let Gloria know, because, yeah, we'll definitely make a call. Okay, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to wrap up and celebrate my technological achievement here with a cold beer. So this is WB2RUQ.
Roger. Well, you want to look into, because you'll probably end up doing this again in the future, so, because you're on the Apache server there, so you can do 302 redirects with HTAccess files. You know, you're probably going to want to practice it in a new test directory somewhere, and because it's a little tricky getting the getting it right there, the directives right in the HTAccess file. But there's plenty of examples online if you just if you Google 302 redirect HTAccess. H as in, you know, I'm trying to think of the way that you do it phonetically. like Harry Tango Access, all one word, and you'll see examples of how to do that. It's actually a .htaccess file, so sometimes the Windows, you know, Windows doesn't like to create a file that's just a .dot something. You know, it likes to have a name .dot extension, so this is just an extension. But anyway, all right, I gotta let you go. I'm gonna run, and I gotta get Andrew a call here and find out what's going on. So, WB2RUQ, this is KD2 EIT, clear.
WB2RUQ, clear.
KBQ2KOJ for ARC-10. The United County Traffic and Emergency. Now, any stations with or without traffic dying? Says KBQ2KOJ for ARC-10. Says KBQ2KOJ for ARC-10. Okay, nothing heard here. KBQ2KOJ, correct.